I really enjoyed our contemporary worship team today.
我今天很欣赏今天这个现代音乐的侍奉。
Even makes an old guy like me feel young.
让我这种年纪很大的人重新又感到很年轻。
Today we're going to continue the series on Walk with Jesus.
今天我们要继续这一系列的讲题，有关于与主同行。
We're going to look at what is the heart of the disciple.
我们要来看一下，当一个门徒应该具备什么样的心。
Disciple has a heart of obedience and humility before God.
一个门徒呢，在神的面前应该有一颗谦卑跟服从的心。
When Apple Computer went to public in 1983, and 2 years later made its debut in the Fortune 500 list of America's top companies, Steve Jobs, Apple's young and legendary founder, needed a CEO and a mentor for his company.
牧师从一个苹果公司的例子 来讲今天的道理。苹果公司事实上在1983年就成立了，可是在两年之后呢，他就马上变成美国前500大的公司。苹果公司那个年轻又传奇的创办人就是 Steve Jobs， 当时他需要找一个执行长，然后他希望这个执行长能够带领他的公司继续往下经营。
His first recruit was John Sculley, who was then president of PepsiCo Corporation.
他第一个想到的人就是 John Sculley. John Sculley 这个人呢，是当时百事可乐公司的总裁。
Jobs set up a meeting with Sculley to persuade him to leave Pepsi for Apple and direct a new company and lend his corporate experience.
当初 Steve Jobs 呢跟这个 John Sculley 呢就安排了一次见面的机会，那就是这次见面呢主要就是要游说他离开百事公司到苹果公司，然后他到苹果公司以后呢能够继续帮他经营跟指导这家公司。
Sculley, though he had no reason to doubt the impact of Apple, was unwilling to give up his good and cushy and dream job at Pepsi.
John Sculley 他当时对于苹果公司的潜力他并没有任何怀疑，可是呢对于百事可乐公司这一个人人想要的工作呢，他也不想放弃。
Pepsi of course already had a brand name, a powerhouse corporation, and was a darling stock.
因为百事公司当时是个人人所知道的公司，这公司又大，他的股票呢事实上价钱也蛮高的。
The idea of building Apple from its foundation and steering Apple into the future did not interest him.
所以呢，他到苹果公司重新从零开始建立一个公司，然后呢带领这个公司到未来的方向去，其实 John Sculley 并不是很有兴趣。
He was not particularly excited about his job at PepsiCo, and moving to the West Coast did not appeal to him either.
虽然说他对于百事可乐公司这个总裁的工作他兴趣也是还好而已，但是对于搬到西岸去呢，他其实并不是很有兴趣。
So Pepsi CEO turned Jobs down, but Jobs would not take no for an answer and posed a question that would change his mind, change the direction of Apple and the course of computer history.
所以呢，这个百事可乐公司的总裁呢，他就很委婉的拒绝的 Steve Jobs 他的这个邀请。事实上来讲呢，可是 Steve Jobs 这个人呢，他从来他是锲而不舍的人，所以呢，他就问了他一个问题。这个问题呢，不断的改变了 John Sculley 的想法，也改变了苹果公司。更重要的是，他改变了整个电脑公司的历史。
Sculley remembers that day when with Jobs, and Sculley said he looked up at me and stared at me with that stare that only Steve Jobs had, and this is what he said.
所以呢 ，John Sculley 在回忆当天他跟 Steve Jobs 的 meeting 的时候的会议的时候呢，那个 Steve Jobs 就是抬着头看着他，然后用一个很特殊的眼光来看着他，跟他问了一个问题。
He said, "Do you want to sell sugar water for the rest of your life?" Or do you want to come with me and change the world?
他对他问他说，你这一辈子呢，是只想卖糖水呢，还是你想跟我一起来改变整个世界？
He said it just gripped me because I knew I would wonder for the rest of my life what I missed.
所以他当时愣了一下，他在想说，他也在想同样的问题，要是我错失这个机会呢，这一辈子到底要做些什么样的事？
So the question I want to challenge us with all today is, do you want to change the world?
所以今天牧师要问各位弟兄姐妹的问题，你想不想改变这个世界？
Do you want to be involved in changing lives for Jesus?
你想不想跟着？你想不想跟着耶稣啊一起来改变这个世界
？And this morning we'll find out that it takes obedience and humility to be used by God.
今天牧师要讲的主题就是说，当你要当耶稣基督的门徒去改变世界的时候呢，你必须具备一个谦卑跟顺服的心。
Let's first of all look at the qualifications for fishing, and that would be obedience.
第一个呢，我们来看看当做一个渔人的时候呢，啊，当做个门徒，你需要一个啊顺服的心。
We'll look at Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 7.
我们来看路加福音啊第五章一到五节。
We'll read 1 through 5.
我们从第一节读到第五节。
One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, with the people crowding around him and listening to the word of God,
耶稣站在格尼啊拉萨湖边，众人拥挤他，要听上帝的道。
He saw by the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets.
他见有两只船。弯在湖边，打鱼的人却离开船洗网去了。
He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from the shore, and he sat down and taught the people from the boat.
有一只船是西门的，耶稣就上去，请他把船撑开，稍微离岸就坐下，从船上教训众人。
And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into the deep water and let the nets down for a catch.
讲完了就对西门说，把船开到水深之处，下网打鱼。
Simon answered, Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets.
西门说，夫子，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么，但因从您的话，我就下网。
What kind of mission is awaiting these fishermen?
对于这些渔人来讲，他们面对是什么样的任务呢
？What kind of people was Jesus heavily recruiting？
耶稣他到底是寻求什么样的人当他的门徒
？Why is discipleship intended for serious people only？
为什么这些门徒需要当门徒的人都是一些比较对事情严谨的人呢
？In these call scenes, Jesus takes sinners and transforms them into instruments for God's use.
在这个呼召的场面呢，基督呢？耶稣基督帮就是找到这些原本是罪人的人，但是把他们转型变成神使用大能的一个工具。
And the entire episode is both surprising and very revealing.
事实上来讲这整个事情的过程是很传奇的。
The crowds were pressing around Jesus at the Sea of Gennesaret or the Sea of Galilee.
这个众人呢围聚在基督的身边，在他们在加利利的湖边。
So you see there on the shore, there's some fishermen who are cleaning their nets to avoid the crush of the crowd.
所以你可以回忆，可以回想象说，当初在湖边的时候呢，有很多人围在旁边，那这些渔人在旁边在那边整理他的网。
And by this time, Jesus' teaching had become very popular.
其实，在当时的时候呢，耶稣的教导已经是很得众人喜欢。
So he decides to get into Simon's 20 or 30 feet long fishing boat and pushes out from the shore just a little so he can address the crowds.
因为当初跟随基督的人很多，所以呢，他必须在离西门一段距离的地方呢然后才从那边跟众人讲道。
The ancient philosopher Epictetus said, "It's impossible for a man to learn that which he thinks he already knows."
Epictetus 是一个希腊哲学家，他曾经说过呢，你要教一个人教他已经知道的事情是很难的。
A lot of people think they know everything.
很多人都知道，很多人都认为说他们其实知道很多事情。
Have you ever met someone like that?
你在你的周围有没有碰过这样的人呢？
I'm sure you're not married to anyone like that.
牧师是说希望你不是嫁给一个这种自以为是的人。
Peter faced a fisherman's dilemma.
其实呢，彼得面对了一个渔人所碰到的两难。
I mean, what does a carpenter's son from the village know about fishing, lake fishing, or weather forecasting, or wind conditions?
彼得在想说，这个一个木匠从村里来的木匠的儿子。对于打鱼，他到底了解到什么？他了解到天气的状况吗？他了解到风的状况吗
？After all, Peter and his professional partners had failed to catch fish after laboring all night, And they were already washing their nets.
其实呢，啊，彼得跟他的同伴们已经在整夜劳力在那边打鱼，可是都没打到鱼。他们已经在决定在清理他们的网子。
They were experts on the place to harbor, the time to fish, and what kind of bait to use.
其实这些渔人呢，他们都是专业的捕鱼人。他们对于啊，哪边去下网，哪边去打鱼，他们其实都已经很清楚了。
I mean, that many fishermen can't be wrong.
所以这些人打不到鱼呢，一定就是没有鱼了。
Fishing is best done at night.
其实啊、对于啊、对于打鱼有专业知识的人都了解，打鱼其实上最合适的时间是晚上，而不是白天。
People fish for fun during the day, but professional fishermen fish for a living at night.
所以有人白天去打鱼的话，你就知道他们这些人不是专业，他们只是打鱼为了好玩而已。
Yet we find here Peter surrendered his knowledge, his opinion.And control to Jesus and let down his nets.
但是这里彼得所做的事情是，他并没有强调他对打鱼的专业知识。他所做的事情是他放下手上的一切，然后跟随耶稣去做跟随耶稣的指令。
After all, Jesus just before this had healed his mother-in-law who had a high fever.
因为彼得知道说，即使就是耶稣曾经治愈他母亲的疾病。
However, Peter who had Just finished washing his nets, didn't surrender without a word, saying as much, Master, we've been there, we've done that, we fished, and we haven't even caught an anchovy.
彼得虽然放下他手上的工作、追随跟随耶稣的意思，但是呢，他并不是这样做没有一点抱怨。他跟耶稣说、夫子啊，我们已经打鱼打了一个晚上，可是什么都没有打到。
And we see Peter here was willing to cast his nets in obedience to the Lord.
我们这边可以看到呢，彼得他已经很愿意顺从耶稣的意思，然后开始打鱼。
Then the application is, are you?
这边要问弟兄姐妹的是，你愿意做同样的事情吗？
Have you found yourself doubtful of God's direction for your life?
你在生活中是不是对神曾经有过同样的疑惑？
Are you resistant to or even patient with God's interference?In the direction of your life,
对于神的教导，你是带抱着一个抵抗的态度呢？甚至说你是不是很不耐烦
？Do you argue with or try to negotiate, or do you actually cooperate with God with the things that God wants you to do?
对于神，对于你的指示，你的态度是对跟他争辩，还是你跟他妥协，还是最后你跟他合作
？Are you willing to listen to submit to, and obey when God speaks to you?
你愿意对神的教导，对神的指示，你愿意对他听从，然后顺服，最后呢，你就遵守他对你的指示。
See, God wants to stretch us. He wants to use us. He wants to glorify Himself in our lives.
事实上，神对所要的事情呢，是要使用我们，然后在我们的生活里面荣耀他的生命。
We're seeking new members for our church.
我们这教会事实上是正在成长，我们需要有新的会员。
We would love to baptize you if you're a Christian and you have not been baptized.
你要是已经接受神当作你的救主的话，那我们很愿意帮你施洗。
And this morning, actually, we're going to have a baptism in the English service.
事实上，今天早晨呢，我们在英语组有一个敬礼。
Underneath.Chin was a lot of water, so if she would have dropped down, she would have been gone.
在这下面呢，其实刚才李琴在弹琴的时候，下面是有很多水的，她一不小心可能就掉水里面去了。
We're going to ask for more volunteers to serve as co-workers in our congregation.
我们需要更多人自愿到神的面前来从事同工的工作及执事的工作。
We need new deacons to serve in the leadership of our church.
我们需要执事来继续带领我们教会往前行。
You need to find a mission that fits your passion and your guilt and serve the Lord Jesus in this church.
弟兄姐妹，我们鼓励你，希望根据你自己的想法、自己的热情跟自己的才华，找到一个对你合适的侍奉工作。
It's been said that to laugh is to risk being a fool.
有一首古诗曾经提到说呢，当你坐在那边傻笑的时候，人家很难认为是你是个傻瓜。
And to weep is to risk appearing being sentimental.
当你坐在那边低头哭泣的时候呢，人家可能会认为你是多愁善感。
To reach out in another person's life is to risk involvement.
当你伸出你的援手向别人援助的时候呢，别人认为可能认为说你想要参与他们的生活。
To expose feelings is to risk exposing our true self.
当你对别人讲你的想法的时候，当你对别人对你的时候呢，你就会有那种危险，让别人就会知道你到底心里在想什么。
And to place your ideas and your dreams before a crowd is to risk loss.
当你在跟别人分享你的想法跟你的工作上的事情的时候呢，你很可能就会失去这些你本来应该是属于你的主意呢。
To risk love is to risk not being loved in return.
当你喜欢一个人的时候呢，你就有可能会被人拒绝呢。
To risk life is to risk dying.
当你每天生活的时候呢，你每天都会有那种会遭遇到困难的遭遇危险，或是可能会因而死亡呢。
To hope is to risk despair.
当你对事情有希望的时候呢，你就有可能会失望。
To try it all is to risk failure.
当你去试一件新的事情的时候，你就有可能会失败。
But risk we must.
但是呢，所有事情我们都必须要能够能够拿这个风险。
Because the greatest hazard in life is to risk nothing.
因为我们生活里面最大的，我们的生命里面最大的阻碍，将是我们什么都不是。
The man, the woman who risks nothing, does nothing, has nothing, and is nothing.
人在生活中要是不愿意有任何风险的话，那他怎么就会一事无成。
So what are the results of obedience?
所以呢，当你对神顺服的时候，你会有什么样的结果？
We'll look at verses 6 and 7.
那我们来看路加福音第五章六到七节。
When they have done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break.
他们下了网就圈住许多鱼，网险些裂开。
So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink.
便招呼那只船上的同伴来帮助，他们就来，把鱼装满了两只船，甚至船要沉下去。
The fishing is successful, actually too successful,For the professional fishermen.
其实这次打鱼是很成功的，他们捕到鱼甚至比专业捕鱼人捕到鱼更多。
Can you imagine the scene? The boat begins to overflow and actually, you know, with fish and actually begins to sink.
你可以想象当时的情况里面，那个鱼多到说船几乎都快沉下去了。
Peter calls out to James and John for help.
所以呢，彼得不得不叫雅各跟约翰来帮忙。
And their nets are breaking and the fish are spilling out everywhere.
那个网都快要破掉了，鱼都散在各处。
And in the heat of the moment, something profound dawns on Peter.
在这个过程中呢，彼得意会到一件事情。
What has taken place is no accident. Only God could have produced such a catch, a fish in the middle of the day.
这个事情的发生不是偶然的，只有神才能在白天当中让他们捕到这么多鱼。
This fishing trip that he went on was not natural, it was supernatural.
这件事情的发生呢，其实不是自然发生的，它是超乎自然的。
Have you ever stepped out in obedience in your Christian life?
在以前的时候呢，你有没有因为你的信仰，对神的信仰，能够走出你的生命来帮助神？
What were the results?
当你这样做的时候，你是有什么样的结果？
At one time I worked where Con worked. I worked at General Motors.
牧师讲他自己个人经验。牧师在1987年的时候在通用公司做事。
And we called it generous motors. Generous motors, didn't we, Con?
他的意思是说呢，通用公司事实上呢是一个很慷慨大方的公司。
And I quit there in 1987 to take a missionary internship position at my home church in Allen Park.
在1987年的时候呢，他辞掉通用公司的工作，到他家里旁边的一个教会去做学习，做侍奉的学习。
At that time, my salary was cut right in half, and my family members thought that I had lost my mind.
他那时候呢，他的薪水呢，从只有拿到当时通用公司的一半，他的家人都认为说你是不是脑筋有问题。
What were the results of my decision since 1987?
那从1987年自从他做到那个决定之后呢，那今天是什么样的结果？
As it is with life, there have been many valley experiences that Deb and I have had to face, but there's been many mountaintop experiences as well.
在过去这几年中间呢，有时候有些经验让人很沮丧，可是他也有很多经验让他觉得很高兴。
My wife and I have tried to be faithful in the Lord's ministry.
牧师跟牧师娘在他们的生命中是对神是非常忠心的。
We have served the Lord in foreign countries like Australia and Ohio.
牧师跟师母曾经在很离开很远的地方，在外国工作。这些外国呢，包括澳大利亚跟 Ohio。
That's what I used to tell the Buckeyes down there. I'm a missionary sent from Michigan to help you poor sinners down here.
所以他常常跟那些 Ohio 的人那边开玩笑说，我是从这边来拯救你们的生命的。
And we've also been used by several churches along the way, and especially here at this church in Ann Arbor.
在这过程中呢，他们也在很多教会服事。那现在在我们安城教会服事。
We've seen many people come to know the Lord Jesus Christ through our ministry, and many young people and adults as well have been discipled.
在他们侍奉过程中呢，他们有看到很多人来到教会，然后因此而信主。
And God in His goodness has blessed me with another great job at Chrysler, and also my wife with the experience to work in administration in her field of nursing.
其实牧师认为他是很蒙福的，因为他现在在 Chrysler 又找了一份工作，然后呢，他的太太 Deb 呢，在护理上面也有一份很好的工作。
But you know, as it is with life, through these difficult times and as well as the good times, God has helped us to learn to depend upon Him and acknowledge the lordship of Him in our lives.
在这过程中呢，牧师他们的经验是，神一直在带领他们。
You know, I wouldn't trade my walk with God for the last 50 years for, as they say, all the tea in China.
牧师他认为说，在过去这五十年当中的经验里面，他是得到很多宝贵的经验，他是这个代价是无价的。
Do you feel like that sometimes?
你会这样认为吗？
Do you feel like that through the hard times, those are the times that you feel so close to God?
在这很为难困难的时候，你会觉得说你是不是跟神很接近呢？
And God seems like even through the hard times, there's always a silver lining over those dark clouds.
事实上，在最困难的时候呢，总是有一线曙光在后面。
And when He blesses your life, all you can do is lift up your hands and say, "Praise God for His goodness."
当你走过这些困难的时候，你所能做的事情就是举起你的双手来赞美神。
One evangelist used to say, "Do right if the stars fall." Do right if the stars fall.
曾经有一个宣道人说，你要做对的事情。当星星掉下来的时候，你要做对的事情。
No matter what people do around you, I encourage you, my brothers and sisters, to be obedient to the Lord.
不管你身边发生什么样的事，你总是要对神顺服，因为神会带领你。
The second qualification for fishing is humility.
当门徒第二个必要条件是，你要谦卑。
Let's look at verses 8 through 10 and we'll see the reason for humility.
我们来看看路加福音第五章第八到十一节。
When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man."
西门彼得看见就俯伏在耶稣膝前说，主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。
And he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish that they had taken.
他和一切同在的人都惊讶这一网所打的鱼。
And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners.
他的伙伴西比泰的儿子雅各、约翰也是这样。
Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch men."
耶稣对西门说：“不要怕，从今以后你要得人了。”
First of all, let's look at the sovereignty of God.
我们先来看看神的主权。
Peter and his partners turned out to be wholehearted, not half-hearted disciples.
彼得跟他的这些同伴们他们是全心全意的门徒。
The lesson was not lost on them when they discovered there is much to do and they had much to learn.
在那天的时候，他们了解到他们有太多事情要做，有太多事情需要学习。
Even though they were experienced fishermen, they recognized that they were helpless on the sea that day.
他们这些人都是专业的捕鱼人，但是他们也了解当天在那天在湖边的时候，他们是束手无策，找不到鱼。
They had caught such a large number of fish that day that their nets began to break and they had to signal for help. But even when the two boats were sinking, even when the two boats were beginning to sink.
他们那天打到实在是很多很多的鱼, 多到说鱼船都快沉下去了。
The Greek expression for the catch was a great multitude. It was a double emphasis.
在希腊原文里面描述这段情景的时候，他用的是一个多的不像话这么样一个名词来描述当时的情形。
So it alludes twice to the abundance of fish. It means they caught lots and lots of fish.
那个鱼已经不是只有多而已，而是说多到不像话，很多很多。
At that point, Peter no longer called Jesus Master, but he called him Lord.
这个时候，彼得已经了解到神的存在，他已经不再称耶稣。 做夫子，在原文里面是做夫子，他已经称他为主。
The word here, Lord, is emphatic in its preferential and reverent way to address Jesus.
在这个情况之下，那个主这个名词是一个更恭敬的方式来描述耶稣。
And this word, Lord, occurs 751 times in the New Testament.
这个主这个字呢，在新约里面出现了751次。
Peter gave him a lot of respect when he called him master, but now he fell on his knees and acknowledged him as Lord.
彼得呢，在称呼耶稣为夫子的时候，已经对他已经是很恭敬崇拜了。You
may not be aware of this, but Peter was the first person in the New Testament to recognize Jesus as Lordship, and the only apostle to fall at Jesus' feet, and the only biblical individual to do both.
其实彼得在圣经里面，他是第一个称耶稣为主，而且是跪在他的膝前。他是第一个人做两件事情的。The
alarm Peter rightfully confessed and corrected his ignorance and most of all his unworthiness to the Lord.
这个时候彼得做的事情是他在神的面前认罪，然后他也了解到他对这件事情是有忽略的。最重要的是呢，他在神的面前认为。 了解到他自己是很渺小的。
So we see here today that God's first choice for apostles to preach Christ and save souls and transform lives were unschooled fishermen.
所以我们在这个事情学到第一个工作是什么？神是找什么样的人来当他的门徒呢？神是找这些根本就没有太多受过教育的愚人。
He didn't need learned rabbis or talented CEOs or charismatic leaders.
他不需要这些，他的门徒里面并不是这些对神的意识已经有对知识已经很丰富的，或是这些对大公司执行过大公司执行长的人。
His first four apostles were all fishermen: Andrew, his brother Simon, and brothers James and John.
他前面四个门徒，剩四个使徒都是渔人，包括安德烈，他的弟兄。 西门跟雅各还有约翰。Imagine
these four fishermen. They were smelly and lowly and rough outdoorsmen, but God used them and gave them the gift of salvation that's offered to everyone who believes. It doesn't matter who you are in life.
你可以想象说，这四个渔人呢，他们很可能身上都是鱼腥味，然后呢，长得也很粗犷。但是呢，神对这些人的救恩呢，他是。 没有什么代价的，他会给所有只要相信他的人，不管这些人的肤色，或是他的技巧、技能，或是说他身上的味道，或是他是否是一个成功的，神的爱、神的大能都是一样的。
God doesn't matter where you're at in life.
不管你今天是什么样的人。
God can even use PhD students for the ministry.
神呢，对于你即使是个博士，他也可以用你。
God can use all of us no matter where we're at in life.
神呢，在我们这一辈子当中，他随时随地都可以用我们，不管我们当时的处境是什么。All
we have to do is get down on our knees and acknowledge Him as Lord of our life.
我们所要做的事情，只要在神面前跪下，然后承认神是我们的救主。I
thank God for His sovereignty this morning.
在今天早上呢，我很感谢神，他有这么一个大能。
I'm both amazed and humbled by God's work in the lives of those that I love.
对于神在我周围的人所施行的大能，我是既惊奇又喜悦，而且我很谦卑。My
grandson Austin is staying with my wife Deb and I for 6 weeks during the summer.
我的孙子 Austin 呢，来这边跟我还有我的太太一起住六个礼拜，今年夏天的时候跟我们住了六个礼拜。
His life has been very difficult since his mom and dad divorced several years ago.
奥斯汀的父母亲呢，其实上来讲，在很多年前就已经离婚了。在这几年当中，他一直生活上一直都蛮困难的。
Austin has been in 9 different schools during the first 8 years of his school.
他的孙子 Austin 在前面八年的时候呢，转了九所学校。
And that's just the tip of the iceberg about the difficulties he's faced in his life.
啊，这只是其中的一小部分而已。
Last summer, before he left back for Florida, we again shared with him the gospel and we prayed with him regarding his salvation.
啊，在去年他离开这边回到佛罗里达之前呢，我们都有坐下来跟他讨论啊神的救恩的事情。
I could tell you a lot about him. He lives right now with his mom in a double wide trailer with another family.No air conditioning. It's a very difficult time that he's facing in Florida.
他现在我可以跟你讲，他现在在佛罗里达住的是并不是我们像普通的房子，也没有冷气，跟另外一个家庭住在一起，生活是很困难。
And before his arrival this summer, we had lots of plans of how we were going to expose him to the gospel and how we were going to present the gospel to him one on one.
啊，在他来之前呢，我们做了很多的计划，我们在计划说怎么样能够让他了解到神的存在，然后透过青少年团契以及面对面的讨论。
Then God reminded me that He is still in control, and behind the scenes in Florida, and even during the first communion service we had at church, God was working in His heart to save him.
其实呢，神一直在提醒我说 ，Even 呢，不管 Austin 在佛罗里达的时候呢，神就已经在幕后施展他的大能。
My son Peter was also staying with us during that week.
在第一个礼拜的时候呢，其实牧师讲说，在第一次圣餐的时候呢，神就已经在施展他的大能。
My son Peter was upstairs, and this is extra. My son Peter was upstairs.
其实他的儿子 Peter 事实上是 Austin 的父亲，那时候在跟他们住在一起，住在楼上。
And Austin was downstairs.
然后 Austin 呢是在楼下。
So Austin text Peter upstairs.
所以呢 ，Austin 就用传讯简讯给他的父亲在楼上。
Nobody talks anymore.
那时候
only text.
现在人都已经不用说话，都用简讯了。
And it was amazing because he said that God had forgiven him for his sins.
在那个简讯中呢，Austin 有提到说，神已经原谅他的罪。
So I was in bed trying to sleep.
那时候牧师在床上准备要睡觉。
So my wife brought Austin into the bedroom and said, "You need to talk to him."
所以呢，他的太太呢，就是师母，就把 Austin 带到床前，然后跟牧师讲说，他有事情要跟你说。
So I asked him. I said.Did you ask God to forgive you of your sins because you felt guilty for lying to your mother? Or did you ask God to forgive you of your sins because you wanted Him to be your Savior?
牧师就问他的问题啊 ,OK, 你今天来这边寻求原谅，是因为呢你在佛罗里达那边的生活很困难呢，还是你真的认识神当作你的救主？
And he said, well, probably because I felt real guilty for lying to my mother.
他说呢，实际上我可能是因为我对我的母亲来讲，我觉得有罪恶感。
And then we talked about the gospel. And that night at 11 o'clock, his grandmother and I held his hands, and he asked Jesus Christ to be his Lord and Savior.
所以那天晚上11点的时候呢，牧师又跟他传讲神的福音。那最后他跟师母握着他的手，那这个时候 Austin 就已经承认耶稣存在，是他的救主。
So right before my very eyes, the profound truth that salvation is all of God really hit me.
所以在这个时候呢，他的对于牧师来讲，这个所以神的大能实际上是真的是存在的。
It was there that God showed me His love for His grandma and I when He answered our prayers.
这个时候呢，神怎么显示他的大能呢？因为他已经应许了牧师跟师母对 Austin 的每天的祈祷。
He showed me His hand of love and mercy in the life of someone that I love dear.
对于牧师身边他最喜爱的人身上，神显现他的大能。
So with a heart full of praise, all I can do is just lift up my hands and say, "Thank you, God, for saving my grandson through Your grace and through Your mercy."
所以我满心充满喜悦，满心充满赞美。我能做的事情呢，就是啊，感谢神啊，感谢神透过他的恩典去怜悯，来让我的孙子得救。
We serve an awesome God, don't we? We do.
我们神是万能的。
Isaiah said, His ways are greater than our ways, and His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. So seek the Lord while He may be found, and call upon Him while He is near.
以赛亚曾经说呢，啊，神的路是比我们的路高，神的思啊思念也比我们的思念来得高。所以呢，我们在神在我们周围的时候，在我们附近的时候，我们就要赶快啊去寻找神。
Isaiah says, "Forsake your wicked ways of sin and turn to the Lord, and He will have compassion upon you, and He will abundantly pardon you."
以赛亚跟你说呢，就是我们要离弃我们的罪恶，我们要回到身边。他对我们人是有同情的，他会原谅你的罪。
Maybe you're here today without Jesus Christ as your Savior.
今天你可能还没有承认主当作你的救主。
It is no accident that you're here today.
但是你今天来这边绝对不是偶然。
The friends and family that brought you here love you, and they've been praying for you.
你周围的朋友，你周围的亲人，他们已经在帮你祷告。
Today could be the day that you become a Christian.
今天很可能是你成为基督徒的那一天。
All you need to do is believe in and receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
你所要做的事情呢，就是相信他的存在，承认耶稣基督是你的救主。
Secondly, let's look at the sinfulness of man.
我们再来看看人的罪性。
Dropping his task of saving his boat and collecting his fish, Peter then bows down before Jesus.
我们再回想当时的情形，彼得呢放下他的渔网。放下他的船，放下这鱼，他在神的面前，在基督面前低头。
In words full of respect and awe, he asked Jesus to depart.
他用一个很尊敬的语气跟神说，请耶稣离开。
His thought behind this was, what would a man of God want to do with a sinner like myself?
他请耶稣离开原因是因为他认为说，我们都是罪人，其实神并不喜欢跟我们这样的人在一起。
It's too dangerous for a sinner to be in the presence of a man of God.
对于罪人来讲，在神的旁边是一件很危险的事情。
What Peter does not realize is by admitting one's inability and sin, it's the best way to begin your service for Christ.
但是彼得没有了解到说，当你对神承认你的软弱的时候呢，真理承认你的罪性的时候呢，这个是当门徒的第一步。
Only then do we realize that we must depend upon God.
只有你这样做的时候，才会了解到说我们是需要神的。
Peter's confession becomes a resume for his service for Christ.
事实上，彼得这种他的认罪呢，是成为他当门徒最重要的一个条件。
And humility is the elevator to spiritual greatness.
谦卑呢是在灵命成长里面是很重要的一个部分。
And Jesus responds by telling Peter not to fear.
所以耶稣跟彼得说：“你不要怕。”
It's one thing to be a sinner and deny it. It's another to know that you are a sinner before God, that you're saved by grace and you humbly bow before Him.
你可以成为一个罪人，但是否认你是个罪人，但是你也可以当作一个罪人，但是呢，你在神面前低头，然后认罪。
So what are the results of humility?
所以你当你谦卑的时候，你会有什么样的结果？
We'll look at verses 10 and 11.
我们来看看第十一节跟第十二节第十跟第十一节。
And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch men."
他的伙伴西比泰的儿子雅各、约翰也是这样。耶稣对西门说：“不要怕，从今以后你要得人了。”
So they pulled up their boats on the shore and left everything and followed him.
他们把两只船拢了岸，就撇下所有的，跟从了耶稣。
I got news for you. Life is going to change.
告诉你个新的消息，你生活是会改变的。
No one likes change.
但是没有人喜欢生活上的改变。
We all have our comfort zones we enjoy living in.
我们的周围都有一个小小的圈子，我们觉得很舒适。
But change is sometimes necessary.
但是呢，改变事情是生活改变是无可避免的。
We change jobs.
我们有时候会换工作。
Boyfriends, girlfriends.
换男朋友，换女朋友。
We change doctors.
我们可能会换医生。
And we sometimes even change medication.
有时候我们会吃的药，我们会变的。
Sometimes we need to change pant sizes.
就说要改次你要换大一点的裤子。
I know myself, I went from a 34 to a 36 to a 38.
牧师的腰围呢从以前从34变到36现在已经38了。
And I'm holding steady at 38 right now.
还好那38一直维持不变的。
When change comes and it will, we can handle it. We can handle these changes because of our relationship and our trust in the God of the universe.
可是当生活改变的时候呢 我们知道我们是可以对于这件事情可以处理的因为我们跟神之间的关系。
One pastor said there's a broken heart in every seat, every row in the church.
有一个牧师提到说在教会里面现在在位所有的人事实上做的都身上都有每个人身上都有一些伤心的事情。
Today, your heart might be heavy or broken, because of problems and health issues or financial troubles or job relocation troubles.
你今天很可能在担心比如说家庭里面的问题健康的问题或是财务上的问题或是工作上的问题。
Whatever you're facing, whatever difficulty, whatever trouble or trial you're facing in your life, Jesus says, don't be afraid.
不管你今天面对什么样的事不管你今天面对什么样的困难耶稣告诉你说不要怕。
Why shouldn't we be afraid?
我们为什么要怕呢?
Because we have a God who hears and answers our prayers.
因为我们有一个万能的神每天在聆听我们的祷告。
We have a God who loves us and everything that happens in our lives, He's molding us into the image of His Son, Jesus Christ.
因为我们有一个爱我们的神他每天做的事情就是根据他的神的根据他儿子的形象的塑造我们。
And then the result of humility is also service.
这个谦卑之下另外一个结果就是对神的侍奉。
He says, from now on, you're going to catch men.
他说从今之后呢你开始要得人了。
He issues a call to Peter to enter into the process of gathering people and rescuing them from the danger of a falling and failing world.
神对彼得有个呼召他要彼得开始把聚集所有的人然后能够帮他们从这个堕落的世界上拯救。
You see, boats and nets will no longer be his tools. Now he's going to use the Word of God and the Holy Spirit to reach people and catch people for Christ.
所以这个时候他已经不再需要渔网也不需要在，也不需要遗传。他所需要的是神的话语跟圣灵，能够来拯救世人。
You see, only sinners who know they are sinners can be used in God's service.
你要知道，对耶稣来讲，只有那些罪人已经了解他们这些罪人的人呢，可以来侍奉。
In the confession of, and in his humility, rather than being unworthy for service, Peter now becomes worthy for service because he was willing to humble himself before God.
所以这些罪人呢，原来他们是渺小不配得神的恩赐的人，现在因为他们谦卑的关系，所以已经是在神的面前是得蒙福的人，还可以做侍奉的工作。
And secondly, the miraculous catch indicates how miracles are pictures of spiritual reality.
事实上来讲那一天捕到这么多鱼就是一个最好的神迹的见证。
See, this miraculous catch of fish produces the evangelistic call for these apostles to catch people.
因为这次的捕鱼捕到这么多鱼这就是一个对这些门徒的一个呼召来做拯救世人的工作。
And Jesus prophetically leads these people and gives them insight into their call, indicating the picture of the mission that Peter has before him.
所以在这事情来讲这件事情对彼得来讲就是一个呼召能够跟随神去做拯救世人。
His call is now to catch people.
所以对彼得来讲他的呼召是去得人。
I mean, how many people have you shared the gospel with this month?
弟兄姐妹在这过去这一个月当中你对多少人传过福音?
And are you praying for God to send people your way so you can share the gospel with them?
你在祷告中有没有在跟神求说让一些人到新的没有信过主人到你身边所以你可以跟他们传福音?
And every time I prepare a sermon, I learn something new about the passage.
我每次在准备经文的时候准备讲道的时候都会学到一些新的东西。
One author said a unique feature of this whole miracle is that the fishing nets were visible to the fish during the day.
在这事情中呢你可以他的一本重要的工作是对鱼来讲他们是可以看到渔网的。
Jesus shows us his sovereignty in bringing the fish into the nets during the daylight.
在这件事情神显现他的神迹的时候呢是让在白天里面都可以捕到鱼。
Can you imagine the fish saying, "Oh, here we go. Here's the net. I'm going in there."
你可以想象说这些鱼是怎么想吗？他们看到说，哦，这是渔网，我要进去了。
See, this shows us that we must rely upon God for our evangelistic efforts.
所以呢，这个事情最大的功课就是说，我们要必须要了解到神的工作。
He is the one who convicts the heart of sin, opens up the heart, and draws the sinner to himself for forgiveness and salvation.
他是唯一可以让我们了解到我们的罪行，他是唯一可以让这些罪人打开他们的心，然后呢，让他们带到神的面前的人。
Remember what Paul said? He said, one plants, another waters, but it is God who gives the increase.
保罗曾经说过呢，有人会植树，有人会浇水，但是这些树木会成长是因为神。
And then separation, they left everything and followed him.
最后讲到分离，他放下一切跟着神去传去得人。
Simon and his partners did an extraordinary thing that day by committing himself to the Lord.
西门彼得跟他的这些同伴那天做了一个最伟大的承诺。
They left all they had to follow Jesus.
他们放下他们的所有跟随耶稣。
Matthew's Gospel specifically mentioned them leaving their nets, leaving their boats, and leaving their father in that order.
在马太福音里面还讲得更详细，他说这些人呢门徒不是只有放下他们的船跟他的网子，他们还放下他们身边的人。
It was the very last time they would spend their lives being just fishermen.
那一天呢，是他们当渔人的最后一天。
Jesus changes people's priorities.
耶稣改变了人在生命中的一个工作的重要性。
A call to ministry becomes more important than your previous vocation.
应许神的呼召来做传道的工作比他们原来工作更重要。
The important element is that the call to walk with Jesus takes on a priority that we're prepared to be wherever God wants us to be and to do whatever God wants us to do.
这中间最重要的一件事情就是说呢，当神对你有所呼召的时候呢，我们必须要已经准备好了，然后呢，我们要成为神所要成为的样子，去传讲他的道理。
You know, for us who live and work every day, sometimes the most important place, the place where God wants you to be the fisherman is right at work.With the people that you're with every day.
其实我们应该了解到说，在我们周围里面呢，其实神要我们去传讲他的福音，就是我们周围的人，包括在工作岗位上的人。
A certain South African missionary society wrote to David Livingston, "Have you found a good road to where you are?"
在一个南非的一个宣教团体曾经写了一封信给 David Livingston. David Livingston 是一个在南非宣教的宣教士。
That we want to know how to send some men to join you.
我们想派一些人到你那边去宣教。
Livingston wrote back, "If you have men who want to come only if they know there's a good road, I don't want them."
这封信写说，你能不能告诉我到你那边的路？但是呢 ，Livingston 写信回去说，你不要送那些人，他们只想要知道。他们只想去他们能去的地方。我要你送一些人对于。不能去的地方，他们也想去的人。
He said, "I want men who will come if there's no road."
他要你我要你送一些这些人来，他们是即使没有路，我也要去的地方的人。
Peter understood there's no greater call than to cast nets for Jesus and to share the gospel with those who you can help find their way into the gospel net of salvation.
其实彼得很了解到说，对于这个神的呼召来讲。对于撒下救赎的网是件很重要的工作，而且呢，对于这些找到救赎的网来寻求福音的人呢，他要跟他们分享这些神的福音。
A lot of people have no passion for Christ or people because they've never attempted anything for Jesus.
有很多人对神跟人并没有一个并没有一个热忱，因为他们从来没有帮神做任何事情。
Are you the type of person who says that's impossible, that's illogical, or that's impractical?
弟兄姐妹，你自己是一个对神常讲说这不可能，这个是不合乎逻辑，或是这个是不实际的。
Or are you the kind of person who will say, "I will obey you, I will follow you, I will witness for you, Lord, whatever you want"?
还是呢，你是那种人是对神说我会跟随你我会遵从你，我会跟随你，我会当你的见证。
Are we so preoccupied with our own business that we forget about being in the Lord's business?
你是对神的使命，你常在做的事情是神的使命呢，还是你自己私人的事业？
Have you made it your business and burden to lead others to the cross and to the Savior?
你有没有把神对你的呼召使命当做你最重要的工作？
Do you still participate with the angels in heaven and celebrate the repentance, the transformation, and the restoration of lost sinners?
当你看到一个罪人，然后能够带领他们悔改然后来到神的面前，你这样是不是做了以后会跟神天上的天使一起庆祝这件事情？
See, that's when life really gets exciting, when you can see God working through you in the lives of others.
这就是为什么说我们有时候看到神在人身上做工的时候，我们会感到很高兴。
Finally, the last statement.
最后。
You have the same choice the fishermen had on the shores of the Sea of Galilee some 2,000 years ago.
所以回想到把你自己想象做在2000年之前在加利利湖边，你可以当做一个渔人。
Do you want to row boats, wash nets, or catch fish the rest of your life? Or do you want the opportunity to catch people?And change the world for Jesus Christ.
当你是个渔人的时候呢，或是说你是彼得的时候，你想要做的事情是每天打鱼，每天开船，还是说你要跟着耶稣去然后去拯救世人？
I challenge you today, my brothers and sisters, to come before the Lord in obedience and humility, and say, Lord, use me, Lord, in the lives of people, that I might be a soul winner, that I might work in the lives of people and change their lives for Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹，好，这边我要跟你呼召，就是说，你希望你能够利用一个谦卑跟祝福的心来到神的面前，然后当他的门徒来拯救我们的世人。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Father, I thank you so much for our church and our people.
我感谢你对，感谢你这个教会跟我们这边的人。
We have so many people in our church who love you and have committed themselves to you for your service.
我们有很多弟兄姐妹在教会里面是忠心的仆人，他们一心一意对您侍奉。
Challenge all of our hearts today, Lord, to commit ourselves to winning people for the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们今天对我们自己有一个挑战，我们要出去去做得人的工作。
And Lord, I pray if there's someone here today who needs you as Savior.May they, Lord, reach out and ask you, Lord, to become their Savior today.
我们在这边满心向您祈祷，能够有更多人来参与教会侍奉的工作。
In Jesus' name we pray.
这样祷告福配送奉主耶稣的圣名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, James.